Blog Talk Radio.
Sure.
Hey, Kay.
How are you?
I'm good.
Are you having fun over there?
I'm having as much fun as I can without you being here.
Okay, so for the listeners who don't know, I'm Skyping in again from my own apartment because I have the disease.
Yeah.
I try to prevent getting the disease. By washing my hands and stuff and not hanging around germy children, but I managed to still get some kind of disease.
I guess it can still happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are we talking about today on the Derek and Kay Show?
The show must go on. I've got some weird news items. We have a poor 5-year-old girl who spends the day at the wrong school.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't have anything, so.
It's just my three things.
That's number one.
And we'll talk about a few other things, I'm sure. Here we have a person who is biting someone over a parking spot. You know, it gets really tough out there.
Oh, my God. Biting?
Biting.
Okay.
Yeah, biting, you know.
Okay.
And finally.
Finally.
We have. Some people that called 911 because their cat is keeping them hostage in their own home.
Hostage?
Yeah, I got audio of the 911 call, so we'll be going over that.
Oh boy! And the weird news. To hear the story.
Yeah, that's pretty
good.
Anyway,
all and more coming up on this week's random Derek and Kay show.
Right. Good.
All right. I guess let's start.
Yeah. Click.
Uh oh.
Click. Come. Click.
Clickety click.
There it is.
Yay! It is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
This is fun.
Oh boy, now we're gonna have fun. Boy, this is fascinating.
Holy shit!
Look at the cat is about to jump off the counter. Jalapeno. I have to go pep it and poop it, right?
I am listening.
We love Derek and Kay Show, you betcha. Johnny J on the Derek and Kay Show, kicking it old school with the beautiful, beautiful Kay and the lovely Derek.
I forgot.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show. We are broadcasting live from Boston and Somerville. This is episode
159.
Thank you. And we are over 250,000 listens and growing.
Holy
and we are, of course, the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
That's a damn lie, and you know it.
I am Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
Oh, no. I am,
Kay's trying to think of a Pokemon.
It's really tough right now. I am.
Yes.
Oh, I already did that one. I am Sharpedo.
Sharpedo.
Yes.
This would, in fact, be a, like a shark that's a torpedo.
Yeah, it's kind of a shark type Pokemon. Really.
The winner is
Derek Kalish.
Congratulations!
All right,
yeah.
Good. Very, very good. Very good.
You can call the Derek and Kay Show anytime you want at 661-467-2416. visit our website, DKRadioShow.com, for show highlights and extras. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Vine at our handle, at DK Radio. Except for Instagram, in which we only get... No, it was DK Radio Show everywhere else but Instagram, which is just DK Radio, right? Is that right?
I think that's correct. I haven't been on there, okay. But yeah.
Because who in the world is DK Radio Show?
Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha.
That's a good point, and we want that back, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, we want that back.
We'll pay you tens of dollars for it.
Tens of dollars.
What do you got there, Kay? What is that? You got a tube.
This is not really.
Is that wrapping paper or something?
It's a wrapping paper tube, and I found it under the couch because I was gonna do something with it, but I don't know what yet.
Boy, this is fascinating.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to do anything dirty with it, if that's what you were concerned about.
It's fun being sick, isn't it?
It's really great.
Aww.
So, yeah, I woke up with the croup. Well, it really started on Wednesday night.
Okay.
And I was at Eve's doing a little organizing.
I am just listening.
And I started to go downhill a little bit, and Thursday I woke up with the nastiness.
Oh, no.
And it's just gotten worse. I think today is the apex or maybe the going down of it, because I feel like I sound really congested.
You do sound a little congested. You don't sound too bad, though. You sound
not
better than
bad.
I thought. I was a little
okay.
I was
not
a little
as bad
concerned.
As Friday night. Friday night it sounded...
Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
I sounded really bad then.
Yeah.
As we went out to John Harvard's in Harvard Square to have a drink and food, and also to Daedalus.
Nice.
And at the end of the evening, I sounded like a man.
You did?
Yes, it was very bad.
Oh, I wish I heard some of that.
It was bad. And then Saturday, I recovered a little bit.
I don't want this Saturday.
So I sounded really bad then. And then, but I went to a meeting in the morning, and then I kind of, what did I do in the afternoon? Oh, I went to a dinner at someone's house in Marlboro.
Oh.
And then, so I haven't really been able to be resting. I've just been eating in different places. That's really the main thing.
Eating in different places.
Eating in different places. So just going around eating in places. So, but I'll take a free dinner anywhere that's offered.
Do you think you can pinpoint where exactly you might have caught this? I always like to try to play that game. Like, I know that person who came in sick to work, and that's the person I got sick from.
There are some people that are sick at work that may have given me the disease.
Really?
Managers, to be specific.
Oh, not to mention any names.
I mean, but Eve thinks he might have gotten me sick.
Oh, no.
I am just listening.
That's not a very good birthday present.
No, because he was sick on Tuesday or Monday or something and didn't go into work. And then I was sick, so...
I have a special online gift for Eve.
You do?
Yeah. Should I play it? It's an audio piece.
Yeah.
It's
first
only
of all, I gotta say that I'm having a little Johnny Walker right now.
Nice.
Because that's what you do when you have a cold, right? You drink.
I guess. Well, not maybe everybody, but.
What's that?
I'm sure. You know why not? Just don't mix it with your medication. Be careful with that.
I haven't taken any medication since this morning.
Okay.
So I think I'm in the clear.
Well,
just a little bit of whiskey here.
Oh, very good. That looks nice.
A little bit. Oh no, yes, a little bit of Johnny Walker.
Wow.
Red label.
You've been. You've been carrying that ball around with you for a long time.
Well, this bottle came to me via someone else. So this bottle's been in many different places, and I did not drink the majority of the contents of this bottle. So
I have the feeling this is probably the fourth place that you lived in with that bottle. I'm just going to guess. Maybe even more.
It's possible. It might just be the third. No, because it's the third, because I think, you know what? I don't know. It might be the fourth. You might be right.
Ah, interesting. Well, Eve, if you are listening,
I am just listening.
I have this very special audio bit for you.
Happy birthday to you. You belong in a zoo. We
with the monkeys and tigers. They look just like you.
Oh, he'll be upset.
Why?
I am just listening.
You said he belonged in a zoo with the monkeys and tigers.
Oh, it's just a little fun song for a birthday. Happy birthday, Eve.
Happy birthday, Eve. He is playing poker right now. So hopefully he's winning lots of money.
That sounds good, yeah.
I could use some winning. I've been, you know, playing those scratch tickets. Those are a very, very... weird, you know, you're scratching stuff.
Yeah, I
finally
don't
turn them in all the way.
I don't think you're going to get very far with those.
No.
What
about that guy who was speeding and won $50,000 on?
Yeah, but that doesn't happen to everyone.
That was the one Massachusetts situation.
I don't think those have a lot of winnings on them.
Oh.
So let me tell you about my weekend. Thanks for asking.
Oh, yeah. How was your weekend, by the way? And welcome to the chat room, Beth Ann Sand.
Beth Ann Sand. Thank you. Thank you so much thank you very hard for joining the chat room and listening.
Yes. Thank you for listening to our, it could be bad, could be a good show. Who knows?
You never know, but Kay will let us know either way. So yesterday, Saturday. Yeah. Is there a little delay on that? No.
No, I was keeping on singing, you know.
Oh, keeping it on.
Song so much.
Yeah, I went to the, where is this here? I went to the dentist. I'm really enjoying the dentist lately. Every 6 months. You know, that chair is just so comfortable.
Right, enjoying?
Yeah.
You're enjoying the dentist?
Yeah. What's that?
I'll turn it off.
Do you like that sound?
I gotta put some whiskey in my I gotta put some honey in my whiskey.
Okay.
So what happened to the dentist?
No, nothing much. Just a cleaning and a teeth clipping, and you know, those chairs are just so comfortable. I love those chairs. And from then, I also went to go get my car inspected.
Did you say teeth clipping?
No.
Yes, you did. You said teeth clipping. What, are
cleaning.
You a hamster? You need teeth clipping?
Cleaning.
Oh, cleaning.
Yeah, teeth cleaning.
No, you said teeth clipping.
Really?
Yes.
Put a little bit of honey in that whiskey.
teeth clipping like a rabbit.
We'll have to go back and listen to the tape. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure you said teeth clipping.
And then from there, I went to get my car inspected. Which is always an amazing blessing. I've got a lot of things that might not make it through that inspection. You know, I got like...
Really? What's wrong?
The wacky headlights. I got the strange plate from high school. I'm always worried that it's not going to... Oh, I put in the high-intensity discharge headlights.
Oh, that's right. They don't like those.
Which aren't necessarily... Oh, I mean, I didn't. Someone, you know, Eric Failish might have. I mean...
Somebody did.
Somebody might have.
Somebody.
And,
Beth Ann said you totally said clipping after cleaning.
Really?
Yes.
Somebody's listening. And then I got my hairs cut.
Oh!
So I had
nice.
Does it?
I can see from here. Yes.
But I'm unshaven, though. Yeah. And look, we're both in our pajamas, by the way, right?
Yes.
So that's happening.
Yeah.
It's that. It's a pajama show. Oh,
Anthropology
nice.
Anthropology loungers on.
Nice.
Good. And some long socks. And my hoodie. I should wear my hoodie right now. I should.
Yeah.
I should hook up. There we go.
There you go.
And drinking.
You got the hoodie on and the headphones.
Yeah.
And drinking.
It's
going to
be a great show.
We were talking about some car stuff, and I didn't mention this last week. And I've got something that's really steaming my bean.
Uh-oh.
And it involves a previous a neighborhood that you've lived in, JP.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me just say, I went there to get some cat food because that's where one of my vets happens to be. But I might be moving that because I have mixed feelings about JP.
Where do you go to the vet?
The Boston Cat Hospital.
Okay, where is that?
It's now in JP. It used to be around the block from me, which was really convenient.
Oh, yeah.
But JP, not so convenient anymore.
They moved to JP?
They did, yeah.
That's terrible for you.
You know, more space. Yeah, so I might be looking into something else. Anyways, so it was a nice day out, nice weekend day last weekend, so I wanted to get my car washed. You know, there's a couple of car wash places there.
There are?
And I'm kind of picky about my car washes. I don't know. Most people, they probably just go through a car wash like a regular person. But, you know, I like to check it out, see what's going on. You got multiple different kinds. You got the one that you drive through, and then you got your do-it-yourself one, right?
Yeah.
There's one in Somerville, which is I like a lot. That one's very good, Somerville Car Wash.
The one on Somerville Avenue?
Yeah, that place is good. I like that place.
Yeah, that's a good place.
Yeah, very good.
I've driven through there a few times.
Very good. So I went into one which was off the, I don't remember the street, I'm not going to remember the name, but it's okay, I probably shouldn't mention them anyways. I went into one that had a really long line and it looked a little bit roughed up.
Uh-huh.
No problem, it was a nice day, I had some time, I was just going to wait in line a little bit. And 10 minutes later, I just come around the corner and I see there's even more of a wait. But I'm already in the wait, I'm not going to, you know, wait much longer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what's going on? This is way too long. But at this point, I can't. I've already invested the time, and it looked kind of difficult to negotiate your way out, you know?
Yeah.
So I figured I'm gonna stick with this.
Were you in the line?
I was in the line. Okay. This must be 20 plus cars. I mean, this is
20 plus.
I'm not kidding you. And it's going so slow.
Wait, was this the drive-through portion?
Yes, this is a drive-through one. Now, here's the problem, and I can't believe stuff like this goes on in a city. This is a city, right? This is we're a pretty big city, or small, but we're a pretty major city, right?
Yeah, it's a major city, yeah, sure.
We pull up, I finally pull up, and I see what the holdup is here.
Uh-oh.
It's not just driving through the car wash like a normal person. People are stopping, and in line, they are vacuuming the cars.
What?
Yes! That's what's taking so long. I'm like, no way. And
at the end?
Right before they go into the car wash.
The beginning?
Yes, can you believe people are waiting in line?
Why don't they do that at the end? Like, away from the car wash?
Yes, a good point. Like, if you want to get a wash and a blow... I don't
know.
A wash and a vacuum, I guess, is more appropriate.
Okay.
Yeah. Why not do it at the end? And then this is the thing that kind of irked me, and I was saying, all right, I'm out of here, is when they freaking get out of the car and someone else drives it through for you. And by the way...
Oh, yeah. But, you don't want anybody else behind your wheel driving your car through the whole...
Yeah, I drive a... A manual transmission Volvo, so I don't want anyone messing with that. Probably people that at the car wash didn't even know what a manual is. So, and then I noticed there was no other European cars there, so that might have been a sign I'm in the wrong place, probably. So I tried to get...
That's so snooty.
I know, but I'm telling you, this place was insane. Like, I don't understand why people thought it was okay to wait 20 minutes in line. Why people vacuum their cars.
That's crazy. I mean, I would never wait that long for a car wash anywhere, no matter how great.
So it gets a little bit worse.
Uh-oh.
So I go to... I cannot go through with this. Like, I can't... Like, it's going to physically hurt me to wait another 10 minutes to see all this craziness. So then I say, well, I see, like, looks like an exit way. I'm going to get out of it. So I'm like, okay, this is good. I'll just drive around here and I'll get out of this, whatever. I'm not going to get my car washed here. I drive out of there and then it's a dead end, so I have to turn around and now I have to fight all the cars that are coming into the car wash to get by.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
But I managed to do some tricky driving and I got out of there. Without the car wash.
Did you get your car washed in some other place?
Yes, there's another one that was close to where you lived that was decent and fine, a lot like the Somerville car wash, and they were great.
Wait a minute, to where I used to live?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that place...
That place was okay, that's fine.
With the big sign?
Yeah.
And all those little stalls?
Yeah, that was completely fine. This other thing, I don't know what the hell goes on there and how people think it's okay to wait a half an hour to get your car washed. I don't know. I just steamed my bean. I just wanted to share that. It's so
totally
crazy.
I will never wait to get my car washed. If I can't wash my car immediately, it's not getting done. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, that I can understand. Like, sure. Why would you wait all that time?
Yeah.
You would never. Yeah, you wouldn't believe this. Wait, for almost a half hour.
I can't even believe you waited for almost a half hour.
Yeah, I can't either. I'm like, I wasted so much time with this. But you know
Did
what?
Did you have the cat in the car?
Oh no! This was—I was just getting cat food.
Get cat. Yeah. Oh, okay. That'd have been hilarious if Leo was in the car with you or Theo.
Yeah, I would have had to take pictures. Yeah. I would have probably been on the news because I would have like been fighting someone with a cat in the car, and yeah, it was just craziness. I can't believe this goes on.
I've left Paddington in the car when I went to Walgreens like once.
Oh,
or twice.
Yeah.
Like when we came home from the vet, I would leave him in the car, like while I ran into Walgreens to get like toilet paper, and I felt so bad, but I mean, I had to go. And I left him in the car one time when I was at the grocery store too.
Well, sometimes it's okay for a quick thing, depending on what the temperature is and stuff.
Oh yeah, I mean, it was like kind of cold, but it was, you know, it's like for 10 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
I went in to get him like cat food. Speaking of that, I had to get more cat food and I get more fancy food.
Is that what he's eating these days?
That's what he's eating these days. And, yeah, let me tell you, it doesn't last long. You know, like...
Oh, he's a big boy, so...
The little tiny cans, you know, the little, like, itty-bitty baby-sized cans.
Uh-huh.
And after he eats those, he complains more that he's hungry. So I give him, like, 1.5 cans a day. Maybe I should give him more.
They don't make a bigger can of that? That's just the stuff it comes in.
Yeah, that's just the can it comes in, the little baby cans. It's horrible. I don't know. But these are things that people don't find interesting at all. Like the perils of cat feeding.
Yeah. That's what we have to suffer through though.
That's what we have to deal with.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. He walked around here. I think he might be eating more in the kitchen now.
Oh, okay.
But cats are a good time. But I haven't washed my car in a long time, let me tell you that. Because it's got dents on both sides, so
yeah.
Why bother?
Well, you should probably wash it at the end of the winter. You get that salt off of it.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll get the salt off.
Yeah, because that will deteriorate the car even faster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's
That'll
your car work. Washing talk for the day. We
That's
probably,
your weekly car washing rant.
We should probably be taking a break, right?
Yeah, we should take a break. What happens after the break?
What happens at the break?
Yeah, after the break.
After the break, how about we talk about some weird news?
I'm loving it.
We like the weird
Just
news.
Like McDonald's.
Just like McDonald's?
I'm loving it.
Oh, I'm loving it. I got you. I got what you're doing there. So stay tuned for weird news coming up right after this.
Like you got a nasty cough.
Yeah, no shit.
Here, baby, try this.
Soothe?
Yeah, Soothe annihilates cough and cold symptoms.
Wow, I'm seeing donkeys.
That's the patented cough-killing concoction of codeine, morphine, and alcohol. Your cold will be history. How's your cold now?
Who the hell are you?
I'm your wife, fool.
Soothe kills a cough fast. And for the kid's chesty cough, it's Soothe Junior, the medication that comes in a fun, animal-shaped container kids will love.
Hey, look at me. I'm binging on medication just like Dad.
Ugh. Oh, my God, he's barely breathing.
No, that's just the medicine doing his magic.
Thanks to Soothe, his cough is history. With Soothe, you'll forget you had a cough, your name, or where to properly go to the bathroom. Feel better fast with Soothe.
Whatever happened to Hootie and the Blowfish? Find out tonight.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, yo, it is The Derek and Kay Show, and we are back. Kay, maybe you should get yourself some Sue.
Beth Hansen's
the tie
room says there's dead air.
There was dead air?
Really? Apparently. Yeah, and the tie room says there's dead air. So I'm really sure if we're still broadcasting or not.
Interesting. Everything looks okay on this end.
Yeah, it looks okay over here too. I don't know what's going on.
And we are getting recording levels, and I don't know what to say, but I'm sorry about that.
All right.
This audio will have to be uploaded if that is a problem, but
Anyway, we'll keep doing the show.
Let's keep on keeping on.
Anyway, I am broadcasting from Somerville because I'm sick, and I don't want to spread my disease around because that's what they tell you to do when you're sick. They tell you not to come to work, but I'm working with my from home.
Working from home. That's right.
Anyway, if you want to call us, if we are on the air, call us at 661-467-2416. Visit our website, tkradioshow.com, for show extras and audio highlights. And like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Vine at our handle, DK Radio Show, except on Instagram, where we're only DK Radio for some reason. Maybe I should look up the Instagram right now and see who DK
and see
Radio
who that
show
is. Yeah.
Can I just search a user? I don't know
how that works.
That or not.
Yeah, so see what hipster has our handle that we need.
You think it's a hipster?
It is for hipsters, right?
Is Instagram for hipsters?
Isn't that what they say?
I don't know. Is it?
That's
I think it's for everyone. Let's see. DK
it's for everyone.
Radio Show. It's for everyone. Let's see. Oh. DK Pierce.
Oh.
Who's that dog?
Do they have a show?
He might have a show. He's got 20 posts.
20 posts?
This is him. I can barely
see. I see it's a person, though. I do see that.
Yeah, he's like a random nubbins.
Okay.
Person.
Okay.
So, That's not the Derek and Kay Show. DK
no,
Radio
not,
Show.
Not at all.
Maybe I should I like a post? 28 weeks ago, he hasn't used his Instagram in 28 weeks.
Oh, if you don't lose it, if you don't.
But try again.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
There you go.
It's tough. I'm still in my pajamas. What can I say?
He's got 250 followers.
That sounds like a lot.
We should follow him.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. DK Radio Show. Let's follow.
We want it.
We want it. We want your stupid name. Let's see. 70 weeks ago was his first upload.
Interesting. All right, it's time.
He doesn't deserve it.
He doesn't deserve it, no.
He doesn't deserve it.
We would have put something up by now.
Yeah,
totally.
We gotta put other stuff up though. Maybe I'll put something up right now during the show. Live vlogging. All right, I guess we're doing the weird news.
We're doing weird news.
Yay.
I got Derek's weird news. I got Derek's weird news.
Does that work?
Kind of came in and out a little.
Okay. Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fun.
That's pretty accurate. Okay. Yes. This first story comes to us from New York. Here in upstate New York, not here, but in upstate New York, a girl 5 years old spent a day at a wrong school. Officials at an upstate New York school district say a kindergarten spent a day at the wrong school after getting on the wrong bus.
What?
Schenectady. City.
Schenectady.
School district officials say the mistake happened on Wednesday morning when the 5-year-old girl boarded the wrong bus, which was driven by a substitute driver. There's the problem. At school, the teachers were expecting a new first grader, and they asked the girl if she was that student, and the girl said, yes.
Oh, my God.
And she spent the day answering to the no-show first grader's teacher.
You're kidding.
Yeah, anyways, that's what's happening in New York.
So, wait, what did she say when they asked her if she was the student? She said she was?
She didn't answer.
Okay.
And I guess the problem here was that the first grader that was supposed to come didn't show. So they just assumed.
Mistaken identity? It's like a Mozart opera?
Does that happen with kindergartners and first graders?
Yeah, every opera. No, it's like one of those rom-coms or something like that. Or like a...
It really is.
Like a Home Alone or something. One of those movies. One of those like Robert Zemeckis movies.
Who was that last part?
I don't know. Don't worry about it. Next story.
All right, next story. Is that good with the honey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you stir it around a little bit, you can get some of the honey in the whiskey, and it tastes really good. Oh, RJ Gumby has entered the chat room.
Yes. Thank you.
How do I sound, RJ?
Does K sound sick?
Pretty damn sick.
K's doing this just for you, Gumby.
I am. I'm doing this for the listeners, because otherwise I would have been just watching YouTube on my Apple TV.
For the love of the listeners.
For the love of the listeners, that's
yes.
Right.
K's good like that.
Definitely not singing anytime soon.
Yeah, probably a good idea. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No. Sounds terrible. All right, yeah.
You want a biting story?
Sure.
Okay.
I always want a biting story. Who doesn't want a biting story?
Okay. This one comes to us from New Jersey. They're searching on a biting suspect in a parking spot brawl. The search is on for a woman that's suspected of biting another woman's finger. In a dispute over a parking spot at a southern New Jersey mall. Police are still trying to identify the woman who bit Tanya Knight Joseph's finger outside of the Cherry Hill Mall on the day that comes before Sunday. The 42-year-old resident says she was arguing with two women and was accused of stealing their parking space when woman attacked her. I guess there was yelling, there was cursing, someone got hit in the face, and then another woman bit her finger, nearly severing it. And that's what's happening in New Jersey.
I'm confused. Is it Christmas? Because when do people fight over... When else do people fight over parking spaces?
I know, right? It only really seems to be around the holidays when that gets really kind of tense. When you have, the row of cars waiting for one spot.
This is, Cherry Hill, New Jersey?
Yeah, I've never... I don't know where that is. Yeah.
I know about it.
Do you know about it?
I know about it a little bit.
How do you know about that? Huh?
Because there's a location there of a place I work.
Oh, so it must get a little crazy there.
I've never been to this side of area, but I've,
Yeah.
Wow. Cherry Hill, New Jersey, huh? Why would you bite the finger? How does that happen? Wouldn't you go for maybe was she wagging her finger in her face and she came out and grabbed it, you think?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah, there was
giving her the finger and she bit it.
And she might have bit it then. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, biting a finger is kind of a complicated process.
Yeah, you got to go in for it, right? It's not it's not just hanging out for you to bite.
It's like you got to grab the hand and bite the finger.
Yeah, well, I guess there was a few hands that were being exchanged
were being exchanged. Wow.
Yeah, and it says here that the hospital worker, they took x-rays and they couldn't believe that the bite was actually caused by a human. So I guess it was pretty serious.
That's disturbing.
That is disturbing, right?
I don't bite. I don't put any digits in the mouth. I think that's, like, disgusting.
You don't,
digits or toes.
You don't put any digits?
No digits in the mouth. Gross.
Okay.
That's not what even, she said.
Not even, like, finger-licking good things. You know, like,
not even finger-licking good things.
You know, I just can't. The hands are so dirty.
Hands are dirty, yes.
Well, I don't like it in my mouth.
Oh, I miss you.
Put it in your mouth.
Don't put it in your mouth.
Don't put it in your mouth. That's bad, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad. Oh, Arctic Gumby says he's a toe sucker.
Oh, you crazy toe sucker, you. Wow.
Huh. Sucking toes is also not, well, you know what? Toes are probably a hell of a lot cleaner than fingers are.
Do you think so? I think you got stuff coming from both places. You got to watch out for.
Well, I mean, your toes are just in your socks, right?
But it makes your immune system stronger.
Or gives you norovirus. One or the other. You know?
Yeah.
Like, would you, like, if someone offered you, like, a bunch of money, would you go into a public toilet and lick it?
No.
Lick the seat?
No.
What about the reasons? What about the handle?
Look, some things. How much money? No. You know what?
Handle.
I'm already out. No. Because you know that there's residue on the handle.
There's fecal matter. What about the light switch?
Huh. Well, nowadays, I mean, our bathrooms at work, you know, it's all automated. You don't have to press a button.
This is not at work. This is just a random public toilet.
I don't like to participate in a public toilet if I don't have to. I try to plan ahead if I can, unless I'm traveling.
I also don't like a public toilet either.
I really don't like a public toilet. I will actually suck it up and hold it in till I can get home.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I will often do that as well.
Yeah.
Unless it's an emergency.
Exactly.
You don't want to. You can't disregard a home toilet advantage.
The things that creep me out. What's that? Is it advantage? What?
A home toilet. Home toilet advantage.
Home toilet home advantage. I got what you're saying. Yes. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
The two things that really, like, kind of skeeves me out, like germ-wise, are the public bathrooms. And also, like public transportation. Like, I just have to wash my hands if something like that happens. It just really grosses me out.
Oh. You know what I found? You know what I found last week?
Oh, what's that?
Trans strap.
Oh, trans strap. Yeah, you don't have to touch anything. Yeah, I figured that would be good for you. You could just strap one on. Nobody knows what we're talking about.
Yeah. No, do they not make trans strap anymore?
Wait,
let me look at it anymore.
I don't
trans strap was this like little handle you could hold on to the train pole with.
Yeah, it's basically a system for bring your own strap to public transportation. So it's like a little hook and it's got rubber. It's actually kind of nicely made, so you can just, you don't have to hold, you know, you just bring your own strap, hook it up there, and you're good to go.
I don't know where I put the trans strap, but I think it's in the closet there. Oh, no, they still make it.
They still do.
Trans. Yes, it's $14.95.
Wow. Well, there you go.
And it looks exactly the way that mine looks.
Oh, cool.
Trans strap. Yeah.
Huh.
Cool.
I'm glad we described what it is, because if you didn't have a description, people might wonder exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, like tranny strap?
Yeah, it might sound like some weird kind of sex toy or weird sexual thing. I don't know.
Well, it looks like it could be a sex toy, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's the thing to keep from touching the public transportation poles on the train.
Yep.
Disgusting. Train.
Bring your own strap.
Yeah.
Bring your own strap.
Yeah, bring your own strap.
I don't need this anymore.
Oh, throw that away. Oh.
did you see?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you
that.
See that one? Let's go with two more stories here. This one we might need the audio for more, but I'll just play this here. This one comes to us from Florida. Here we have a strange case of someone trying to break into a home. This is the classic case of knocking on the door, seeing if someone's home. When they found a naked man inside the home. I guess the man tried chasing them away, and he happened to have a shovel. I guess there were three people that were trying to break into the home. The naked man was completely unarmed and yelled out that he was getting his gun. Burglars ran outside, jumped into the car, and started pulling out when the guy grabbed a shovel and threw it at the car. I guess he got the shovel into the car. That was a 1990s Nissan Altima. There's some details. Anyways, that's what's happening in Florida, and we do have audio of this, so this is good.
Wait a minute. Before we get to the audio, I'm a little confused about what happened in the story there.
I am too, I'll tell ya. And you might be...
So, three men tried to break into a house, but they found a naked man there instead. Is that the story?
Yeah, so this is the typical thing where they went to a door, you know, and they knock on the door, and then they try to break into the house. You know, they see someone's there or not. And this guy came to the door naked. Yeah.
They knocked on the door?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they're trying.
Wow,
they're trying to get.
That's
I know.
Weird.
It is weird, right?
I'm waiting. Yes, totally weird.
Let me play a little
bit. Hi, super host. Welcome to the chat room.
Oh, nice. We got a nice crew from the Possum Hour.
I'm totally.
Yes. Mondays and Fridays. Okay, I'm going to play some of this audio now.
Does that work?
I think it's a little bit off, but it's okay.
Okay.
A man jumps in the shower and chases three intruders out of his home, all while he was naked. Oh, and...
I don't know if people can hear this.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us. I'm Todd McDermott.
And I'm Stephanie Brzezinski. Tiffany Kenny is on assignment. Investigators are on the lookout for the trio who took off in a car after the man chased them down and threw a shovel through their car window, all while in the bus.
And he's sharing exclusive details of this wild encounter.
Through the window?
Yeah.
John Zanitas.
You can see the tire tracks from the getaway car. That's because these burglars were peeling out as fast as possible. The homeowner was hot on their heels. He wasn't wearing any clothes, but he was armed with a shovel.
I woke up this morning, early in the morning, about to go to work.
Julio Vardis.
He looks like he's not wearing any clothes here.
When there was a loud knock at the door.
Knocking so hard, beating way harder than police usually knock.
Julio looked out the window and saw a car in the driveway he'd never seen before.
I heard my back door cracked open, and I heard footsteps start walking in.
A tall, skinny...
By the way, he's not wearing a shirt.
...had crawled through a back window and unlocked the door for two other men.
And look around, and I'm like, who is this in my house? I see three people.
Julio yelled out that he had a gun, and the three burglars ran outside and jumped in their getaway car.
I totally forgot if I was naked, man. I ran in the street butt naked, bro.
On the way, Julio grabbed a shovel and hurled it through the getaway car's back window as it sped away.
And it tucked the shovel right there. Shovel in.
Okay, good. He's wearing shorts.
He's wearing shorts.
But Julio thinks the burglar in the back seat was hit. It was a classic knock-knock burglary where thieves knock on the door first to see
if they're not hearing this in the chat room.
Oh, sense they're not hearing
it. Yeah, we're going to have to upload the audio later. Sorry about that.
Oh. And apparently I cannot be heard either. Is that true?
Law enforcement.
Say something again there, Kay.
Apparently I can't be heard either. Is that true?
Can you guys hear
me?
Kay?
Huh? Uh-oh.
I hear you.
Okay, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Maybe I take these headphones off. Is this better?
Oh, now I hear myself a little bit in the echo.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Was that a bad idea?
That's echoing over here.
You're echoing?
Yeah, I can hear my voice.
Oh, I got to put the headphones on.
Okay, Superhost says we're 5x5, so everything's good. I think you just don't hear the audio from that computer.
What's 5x5?
Oh, we won't get... It's a broadcast term.
I've never heard that term before.
You've never heard everything being 5x5?
No, I got to look it up.
Old school broadcast term. Wait, I'm trying to see if I can pull this audio to this other computer because I want to play the Kitty 911 call.
Oh, I want to hear the Kitty 911.
Right? Well, bear with us. Bear with us one moment. Kay's looking up.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, why don't we do that? Why don't we take a break? And I'm going to get the audio onto this other computer, and we'll play some 911 audio about people that are held hostage by their 22-pound cat.
All right, super!
Super! And if you don't hear our break, well, I'm sorry. We have some slight technical change-ups here, but the audio will be fixed if it's not working. And we'll be right back after this with some more weird news, so
yay!
Stay tuned.
This is
Each year, tens of dozens of puppeteers suffer serious hand injuries because they didn't use the proper lubrication before stuffing their hands into a puppet. These injuries can range from minor chafing and small blisters all the way to the loss of a limb and death. Luckily, there is a solution. Felt-Up Hand Puppet Lube was specifically designed by scientists to provide the lubrication that feels good, but also keeps puppeteers safe.
I feel good. My puppet feels good. And because of Felt-Up, well, we're both healthy.
If you or someone you love uses hand puppets, don't they deserve to get Felt-Up?
If I didn't get my son Felt-Up when he was younger, he might not be here today.
Felt-Up Hand Puppet Lube for your loved ones.
Nothing really bubbles up a party like a hot tub. At Lovin' Hot Tubbin', we have a wide selection of hot tubs that you can seduce all your partygoers with. Check out our new SCX VJ69 model with champagne glass holders and a secret compartment for prophylactic and pills. Only at Lovin' Hot Tubbin'.
Lovin' Hot Tubbin', Jacuzzi Hot Tub.
This is the Derrick and Kay Show.
Call the Derrick and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derrick and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional show on the radio today, the Derrick and Kay Show.
Money talks, money walks in, gotta feel those bills. They say, money talks, money walks in. Hey, it is the Derrick and Kay Show, and we are back.
Have
yes.
Figured out what's going on yet?
I'm not sure. I think the audio from this other computer hasn't been broadcasting, but but you and I have been broadcasting, and the soundboard has been broadcasting. But that's okay. Everything's coming through the recording, and after the show, I will upload all that audio, and you'll hear it the way it was intended to sound.
Do you mean like all the bumpers and stuff like that doesn't get broadcast?
I don't think so. I think our ads probably have been falling off. But we'll double check that and we'll fix it right after the show.
Yeah,
I'm
so
sure it'll be all right.
After the show for a re-upload of the fixed audio. Anyway, so what's this cat story?
So I wanted to tell you about this cat. This is a really big. I forget where this happened. This is Oregon. A really big cat, 22 pounds, and I guess the cat got a little crazy and scratched. One of the kids, and they ended up kicking the cat a little bit, booting the cat, shooing the cat away, and the cat just went crazy, and these people locked themselves in the bedroom completely scared of the cat, and so they called 911.
Really?
Yeah. These are...
How much does the cat weigh?
22 pounds. So it's a pretty big cat.
That's a big cat.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're afraid of a family cat? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Really?
I think these people, this is a classic case of people not understanding an animal, a cat. And, like, they probably shouldn't even be having a cat.
No, they shouldn't have a cat at all.
So I can play you some of this audio here.
I definitely need the audio.
Hopefully this will work.
Yeah, hi. I have a kind of a particular emergency here. My cat attacked our 7-month-old child, and I kicked the button, the cat in the rear, and it has went off over the edge, and we aren't safe around the cat. It's a very large Himalayan, and we're trapped in our bedroom. Oh. He won't let us out of our door.
Okay, does the child need medical attention?
No, he's just got scratches on his forehead. But the cat, we don't know what to do about the cat. He's gone, he's trying to attack us. He's very, 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 very hostile.
So
I tried to get a hold of animal control.
Hang on just a second. You guys are inside your bedroom right now.
Yeah. And if when I leave out the bedroom to let the police in, I'm going to have to fight this cat.
Hang on.
He's worried about the cat. RJ Gumby says it's a good job for the naked guy with a shovel. That's a good point. here, I'll keep playing a little bit more of this. You can hear it okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then when you say the cat is large, how large?
22 pounds, maybe.
What's the address there? What apartment number? Okay. I need you to hang on hold for just a moment. I need to run something by my supervisor, but I'll be right back to you, okay? Don't hang
on. Okay. All right. 7 minutes.
And you said your child does not need medical attention, right?
No. He just got a couple gashes on his forehead. They're very small puncture ones, little punctures.
Okay. And do you think the cat is ill?
I don't know. I think that the cat is, he's got kind of a history of violence. He's kind of a violent cat already. So he's charging us. He's at our door, bedroom door.
One moment, okay.
Ooh.
You hear him?
Yeah, I hear him. Hold on. Keep your door shut, okay? And if you need anything, call us back, but they're on their way to help you, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Bye.
Wow.
Can we hear that part again where the cat, like, attacks
the cat's,
like,
yeah. Whoa. Hold on a sec. Let's see if I can find it.
I hear him. Hold on. Keep your door. One moment, okay?
You hear him? Clean it up your cat.
Wow. That's pretty good. So that came to us from listener Julie sent us that, which is pretty great.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
That's pretty cool.
That's, like, so crazy. Like, why would you hide? It's a cat.
Yeah, it's just a cat. You don't know how to handle your cat? Like,
you can take a cat, especially if it's a family pet cat.
Yeah. It's not like some wild animal that just entered your house.
Yeah, it's your family pet.
I hate people who have pets who don't understand them. Like, they just
makes me so crazy.
Yeah, I just don't understand that. It's really crazy.
Wow. Paddington bites me sometimes, but only because he thinks I have treats in my hand.
Yeah, I get that too. It's Theo will put his teeth around me, but that's just because he wants to be pet.
Really?
He does that all the time. If I'm standing next to him and he's, like, sitting on a stool, he'll either put his teeth around me just gently, not too hard. Or he'll bring me in with a paw, with his paw, and he just wants to be pet.
Aww.
Yeah. That's cute, though.
I remember that time that you were in my apartment, like, back in the day, like, 10 years ago or something like that.
We were playing some games, yeah.
And Paddington just came over and just put his teeth around your arm.
Yeah, around the whole upper part of the arm.
Yeah.
And wasn't that tight. It wasn't didn't really hurt, but
he was just like...
Yeah, exactly.
Hi. I'm going to come...
He's like,
that
I could
so
bite
weird.
You if I wanted to. Like, maybe I would try to take out part of your arm if I could.
I don't know why he did that.
It was a really weird cat thing. I've never really seen that.
So weird. He hasn't done that since, or doesn't do it anymore.
No.
You can see him in the background there, my Skype viewfinder. I can see him.
Let's see here.
He's way in the back.
Oh, yeah, I see him. I do see him.
Yeah, there he is.
Yep, I see.
But, of course... Of course, the listeners can't see him.
Yeah.
They're not on my Skype.
And some of them might not even be hearing this. Well, I don't know. I think they can hear us, but not...
Sam said she couldn't hear us.
She's
but
having
I think
some
I'm
troubles.
Super helping here.
That's good. So that means it must be good. I'm sorry, guys, for not the most superb audio as normal, but we'll work on that and upload some audio.
Yeah, it'll be better next time.
It'll be
definitely
yeah.
like next week.
Yeah. Let's
so wait. I was hoping that. Wait, you got something else? You got another story?
I thought I just have one headline. Let's. Oh wait, did I close the thing? I might have closed the thing that had the one more headline. Huh.
Does the coughing sound?
No.
Is that just a video?
It doesn't. It doesn't sound that bad.
Okay. Good.
I lost the story, but the headline was good alone. It was a guy that steals like hundreds of dollars worth of feminine needs products. This is in Florida.
What?
Yeah.
It's just different ones or like tampons or something?
You know,
pads,
I lost
tampons?
I lost the story and...
Oh my God, that's the best story. How could you lose that one?
Maybe they'll pick it up on the Monday Night Possum. You guys totally should take that story if you don't already have it set up. I believe it's Florida. Let's see. I'm trying to see if I can find it.
I wonder if he's going to hand them out because those things are incredibly expensive. Like the tampons are like $8 a box.
Are they really?
$8 a box. And I think you get like 18 inside. It's not that many. I wonder why he was stealing think they were going to be discontinued?
I don't.
For his like.
I'm going to guess not.
To impress him.
What's that?
And let me tell you, $100 worth of feminine items isn't that much because I told you a box is $8, so that's like what? 12 boxes.
Yeah.
You know?
This was like a good like $200 or $300 worth, I believe. Yeah.
Oh. So
it's
like maybe like boxes.
What'd you say?
And he should sell them out of the trunk of his car. Yeah, RJ, I mean, that's like maybe like 30 boxes.
Kind of like Girl Scout cookies, but wrong.
Super Host says you can get Depends for free on MeTV.
On MeTV?
What's MeTV?
This must be some daytime television or something.
If I could get some black market tampons, I might.
Black market tampons. That sounds like a bad idea.
Why is that a bad idea? As long as it's the same box, you know, with the stuff inside. That's like the Tide. You know, people are selling like black market Tide.
Oh, I've heard right? about that. I know. A lot of people have been stealing that.
Don't you think it's crazy to like sell like laundry detergent on the black market?
Yeah, and how much is like the big bottle of Tide?
It's expensive. It's like
more than $20, right?
90 seconds.
It's like more than $20.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, anyways, is the weird news. I'm gonna see throw this one up.
Our show's over.
Yeah, the show's over. I'm about. Woo!
All right. Well, we did a show when I was home, and I had no material at all.
We technically did a show. I hope it was interesting or something.
Me too. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Well, tune in next week. Thank you all for listening.
Probably a normal show, I'm hoping.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Next week. I can't even talk very well anymore.
Oh no,
like,
I hope you feel better.
Thank you. Me too.
Yeah, I hope you feel better soon. Keep drinking that stuff with honey.
Oh, I will. I got some more in the bottle here.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Yeah.
I might hook it up.
Thank you guys in the chat room for listening and sticking with us. We do appreciate it. Check out the Possum Hour on Mondays and the day that comes after Thursday on Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe I'll check it out tomorrow. Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll see you later. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
See ya.
This is Darren. American K Show.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Hooray! Oh, I think I did it all right.
Hooray!
Wow. So there's a show.
Yeah, I did it. Yeah. Eve might come over and get a cupcake.
Nice. Is that code for something?
Because I'm going to make a cupcake. No.
Okay.
Not.
Okay.
I got to show you what I got.
These are the cupcakes?
I almost fell. I got funfetti.
Oh, funfetti.
That's what he wanted.
That's what he wanted? Well, nothing says party like funfetti.
Yeah.
It's party time!
So I'm going to make these stupid funfetti cupcakes.
That sounds...
I want to use... Oh, no. It says beef fat. Can I just stir it?
You might need some other ingredients.
I want to get the mixer out.
Oh, wow.
Well, I need eggs and oil. Oh, I don't have oil. Oh, this is a fail.
Really?
Maybe I will make the cupcakes. Well, I would have to go out and get oil.
Do they have that at the Walgreens? You think you might find that in your shampoo aisle?
I suppose I could go to the Walgreens.
Yeah, it's probably right next to the shampoo.
It's actually next to the office supplies.
Oh, naturally. Okay. Yeah excuse
there's,
me.
There's an office supply aisle.
With like cooking oil.
Prepared. Why wasn't this on the show? And then there was a prepared food aisle.
Okay. Well, the tape is still rolling.
Oh, it is? Oh, good. We can put this on the after show.
It could be on the after show. Yeah.
No, but
this is the Aaron Kay Show.